This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues to pound targets in southern Gaza and ordering more neighborhood designated for attack to evacuate as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians. The health ministry in Gaza says over 200 Palestinians have been killed since fighting resumed Friday following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. Ministry says that overall Gaza war death toll has surpassed 15,000. Prospect of further ceasefires appears bleak as Israel called home negotiators, and the Hamas deputy leader said any further prisoner exchange would only happen as part of ending the war. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue the war until we achieve all its goals. Muslim community leaders from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for U.S. President Joe Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now," in Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near-zero methane emissions and end routine flaring in their operations by 2030. That is according to president of this year's UN climate talks, Sultan Al-Jaber. Environmental groups pushing for a phase-out of fossil fuels criticized the pledge, calling it a smokescreen. The pledge included major national oil companies such as Saudi Aramco, Brazil's